You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, let's do this thing. Looking for my antiseptic wipe, so I got to do everything with my feet now. It's like flushing the toilet at the public gas station.
Yeek.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not as bad, but I still my OCD kicks in.
I don't trust it. You know what goes around here. Good morning.
Look at all the bacteria talking to Chris. Hi, Chris. Hi, bacteria. Ed Alexander. Good morning to you.
Morning, sir. Happy Monday. Here we are.
This is like the quiet respite before tomorrow, really, because tomorrow's the big live remote. Tomorrow's live a big day in Wake Up Tucson. We got some nice emails from some folks that I never heard of who are like asking questions about the thing. And the thing is, of course, live remote at the Biosphere. So totally thrilled. We are stacked with very smart people, excluding myself, between 6 and 9 tomorrow. I'll give you a rundown of who's going to be on the show tomorrow. Ray, our intrepid ops manager, was up there Friday setting up the live remote. And I think, you know, you always want something that we want some Wi-Fi, right? We want some power, some electricity. And then we would like something that's not so echoey. And so I think I'm in one of the dormitories, Ed. One of the actual bedrooms of a Biosphere.
Huh.
So, which will be exciting to see their bed and their toilet. And it's going to be hot. Then, around 9-ish, it's the first tour of the day. We're all going on the first tour of the day. So if you want to get there around that time, a little before that, first of all, Joaquin and Rick and John over there are giving us a killer rate for Wake Up Tucsoners who show up tomorrow. So you tell them I'm here. I would like the Wake Up Tucson discount, please. And they are offering the amazing rate of $11. Now look, Hollywood really sucks this summer. Really bad. So for an extra few bucks of going to see the, you know, Disney remaking another cartoon with a different kind of cartoon, you should come hang out at the Biosphere. I got grandparents bringing their grandkids, mom and dad's bringing their kids. So try to get there around a little before 9 on tomorrow morning. Biosphere 2. Take Oracle Road through Oral Valley, through the beautiful hamlet of Catalina, and then right before you get to the town of Oracle, you'll see a big giant thing on the right that says Biosphere. Please join us. It'll be absolutely fabulous.
Be fun.
Today's a fun show. It's going to go fast today. Ron Arenas is here with a summer cooling update, 6:45. Tony Ford, Founders Institute, 7 o'clock. And then 8 o'clock. See, Ed, how I've screwed you up? You have, look on your time on your schedule.
Uh-huh.
You have 9 o'clock.
I know.
See that?
Look at that.
So, this is what we're doing at 8 o'clock. Erase what's on there.
Okay.
We had to change some things up. So what we're going to do is, it's my TUSD update hour, okay? And I'll tell you why. First of all, Lawrence and Mace are going to be here.
Oh, excellent.
Because they're going to also want to do a, they're doing a plea for school supplies. So we'll talk about that. Add to that mix, Eastside Tom will be here.
Yay.
And Eastside Tom is a retired TUSD school teacher of 30 years. So remember how he was talking about it? He was at the, him and his lovely wife Linda were at the party at with Kay Bonita.
Absolutely.
Last Tuesday or Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right? And he said, man, we got to do Badger Talk. All this stuff, that mm-hmm. all these stories from TUSD. So he starts another teaching gig that I cannot reveal yet. Next Monday. So literally we had a few days where I asked my wife, I said, we need to book Eastside Tom in to do this before a week from today. And it turned out to be today. So we're doing TUSD, Tales from TUSD, plus a public plea to help out some teachers going on the third hour. So this is going to go like this. Look, I just did it again.
There went.
Boom. Wow. And then tomorrow night also, for you Eastsiders, if you want to join Ryan from Eagle Force Security, he's doing his filming of getting shot and falling off buildings with the pistoleros at Trail Dust Town tomorrow night. So please join them for the filming of that. That'll be totally fun. And of course, we have a Welcome to the Jungle update. I saw, Ed, that a Subway, is this in your news, a Subway sandwich shop was robbed in the last 24 hours?
No, I didn't get that.
So Just to tell you, I want to keep consistent here. So where could this thing be? Where could this robbery be?
And then possibly in Pliskin Acres.
I think you might be correct.
And I don't even have the story. Look at that.
Let's go. What do I got here? Oh, here we go. This is on KVOA Channel 4, doing stuff for you. No one was injured, thank goodness. This is last night, and let's see. And I did get the sound machine already. So, Ed Alexander, I'm going to give you an intersection. You tell me if it is or is not within Pliskin Acres. This quiz question brought to you by Ryan at Eagle Forest Security.
Subway sandwiches.
It's First and Grant. Oh, is this gosh. Not or in? Is this?
Oh, it's the middle of it, baby. There's a Fry's there that you take your life. Okay. Yeah.
So then, I love, one of our listeners said there was some sort of police event at Grant and Alvernon over the weekend also, but she was driving through and we don't know. Did you hear? I didn't see anything in the news about Grant and Alvernon. So maybe it just happens so often.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Well, yeah. And with the rains and all that, it could have been some of that stuff too. So I don't know.
Now, it sounded like, now, we barely got a spit up in Oro Valley. It looked like it rained like hell in town. Did it rain at your place hard?
Last night, it rained for about 20 minutes.
Okay.
In the middle of town. It looks like the west side got it the worst, though. They got the thunder and lightning and all that after it moved from the east to the west. And just kind of stuff. We went out and watched the lightning out west all night, so. Don't know.
So, the one place that looked like got pounded was Flowing Wells neighborhood.
Yeah. And a little bit west of that, yep.
Because now Barbie at the sausage shop can correct me. It looks like the JV softball field at Flowing Wells as you're coming south on literally the entire infield is a pond.
Hmm.
That's how much water they got at Flowing Wells yesterday.
Good.
So.
Needed some.
We're getting there. We'll be just fine. When we come back, what I'm going to do... Oh, also remember, at the last day of this month, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow, Ryan from Eagle Force and I are going to be doing a security, personal security and small business seminar at Brood at Sabino Canyon at 12 noon on December 31st. Wow. July 31st. And we'll tell you more as we move through here. I was thinking about, we got to talk about asylum seekers when I get back. Very important.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about how the almost switcheroo on the detention idea. Then the other thing, I decided to go to the Families Free and Together thing. And the Families Free and Together, this is the folks.
Is that an organization?
This is the Joel Feynman group that got their, it's come back to me now. Oh, they got their 18,000 signatures to make Tucson a sanctuary city.
Yeah.
So one of the lines I remember from somebody is the part of why this is the benefits to Tucson.
Yeah. More homeless people. This is a benefit, Joel. You are so, your head is so screwed around. Homeless. Let's have some more people have no work, no place to stay, and bring some more in. That would be a benefit to.
Here it is. We have all these interesting conundrums in this town. These contradictions, right?
Fairy birds. I don't know.
We're a town that chases out graduates.
Yeah.
Right? With great ideas burgeoning in their head.
And businesses, yes.
We're a town that chases out businesses. Okay. And so what
can't even have a bike ranch, right?
Right. So what do we attract?
Heaven forbid.
Okay. What are we going out of our way to go get?
Homeless. Right?
So it's, well, there is definitely homeless. There are definitely migrants from other countries who have zero money and tough prospects just coming to the U.S., right? All right, with no wealth, nothing. Okay, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying this is what we have. Okay, so we're chasing out the people who create wealth. I'm going to use a Frank Antonioism. Okay, we're chasing out people who are creating wealth and welcoming people who basically are. who are tax eaters. There's taxpayers and, well, it's taxpayers and tax eaters is what Frank would say, right? Mm-hmm. And that's perfect for the liberal Democrat emotional way we run a town.
Yeah. I haven't been to San Diego for a while, but I'm sure there's plenty of homeless over there in the rest of California. And we'd rather have them over here. And I don't get it. I don't take my tax. I don't have that much tax money. Okay, I don't have that much money. You can tax me all you want. It ain't gonna help anybody. But just go ahead, Joel. Go ahead, Rahina. Go ahead, all those people. Tax.
So what I'm gonna do is when we come
back. Did you hear Biden's health thing is going to be $850 trillion or something? $850 billion he's going to suggest today.
Well, that's
do you think that's coming from, Joe?
Well, that's why I love when, again, I think the Republicans need to actually come out with, again, publicly, there's been lots of good plans about the healthcare part of the world. I think they need to kind of come out and say, this is what we're going to do again. Yes, there's been a lot of good plans out there. But I think they need to come back with a new one and say, no, this is how we're going to try to mitigate the healthcare problem. So 6:18 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson on 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Ed Alexander, Christy Simone, Tony Ford in the 7 o'clock hour, Tales from TUSD hour in the third hour, and then tomorrow live from the Biosphere. Wake Up Tucson, you're on The Voice. All right, 6:23 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 KVY. Ron Arenas coming up soon. Tony Ford from Founders Institute, TUSD, the Tales of TUSD, coming up very soon. So we have... I always love watching these various Democrats. They don't know, one's not liberal enough for each other, right?
Right.
That's kind of the liberal, the PC side, right? So this whole haboob kerfuffle with Richard and Atalita saying, "Oh, we can't put the migrants in the former detention facility. It's so bad." Just putting up a painting, I think, is whatever Adelita said. You can't put them in there. And of course, Adelita's like, I've done such a crappy job on the TUSD school board. We have lots of empty schools.
We have empty schools.
So
yeah.
Why don't we put these migrants in a place of learning and not a juvenile detention center? Right. Then what happened was this guy called Lord Huckleberry acted like the adult in the room and said, "Now listen, jackasses, this thing has everything we need it to have. It's got beds that, yes, they could be considered, what they were before, but they're kind of like closed bedrooms. Oh, they got showers. They have food facilities. They have this. They, whatever."
Yeah.
So
if
both of you would like to say, "Oh, let's go find another $700,000 to go, modify your school," which could take, another 5 months, even though the monastery deal's up like now.
Now.
Well, I guess you kids, for your little emotions, could move it over to a TUSD school. But Uncle Chuck's saying, stop acting like a bunch of childish jackasses. I think that's kind of what down.
Mm-hmm. That's real hard for those people to stop acting like a bunch of childish jackasses.
Correct.
So anyway. That all their life.
So, some of you sent, a couple of these different pieces to me, and this is the adults on the Democrat power structure of Tucson prevail. This is like, come on, guys. Why don't they sell it differently? We have a $2 million PR department. We say, we're transforming a place of confinement into a place of freedom and love and understanding.
They don't, no, they can't figure that out.
So...
they have to complain. It's interesting because, the beds and then all that. So
yes.
just looked at the map again this weekend.
My
daughter went to school down in Guatemala for like 2 semesters, and we drove around Guatemala quite a bit, and she did some volunteering in the mountains and stuff like that. And I went to the old map, the Unite of the World, and it's a long damn way from Guatemala through this really big, long country called Mexico.
Correct.
And you know what? There probably weren't too many damn beds along the way. How long do you think it takes you to get from Guatemala to the United States border? Pretty damn long time. Probably a couple of, maybe a month.
Well, it's not like Richard Elias, Adelita, or Rahina are bagging on the country of Mexico.
No. No, of course not. But they go all the way through there.
For not providing air-conditioned beds.
Right. They probably slept in the streets, slept in flop houses, finally ran into the coyotes who took their money.
What's the chances that the customs and border facilities,
yeah,
that these fools keep on using the word concentration camp,
yeah, okay,
yeah, is the nicest place any of these migrants has lived, slept overnight ever in their lives?
Ever. Better than in Guatemala, better than through Mexico, probably ever.
Now, what I want to do for you guys, let's do it real quick, because these are... This sanctuary city thing that Joel is trying to shove down everyone's throat here. Let's go to the reasons why, like the benefits for Tucson. They have, because that's what people say, why would I want to do this? So there's 14 of these things. I got to go fast.
Oh, jeez. What, jeez?
I feel like I'm doing the Fargo part two with Ed Alexander.
Jeez, man. 14 of those things. Wow.
Yeah, he was with the little feller. Yeah. In Tucson, sanctuary would mean that in addition to schools, local police would no longer be able to ask about immigration status in hospitals, houses of worship, or courthouses.
What the hell? Especially hospitals. Who's paying for this? Oh, no matter. Those rich Americans will take care of that.
I like this. No. Sanctuary would mean that local police could no longer rely on certain racial stereotypes.
Right.
For example, a person may be assumed to be undocumented if they don't speak English, if they dress a certain way, or don't have a place to live. Tucson fully embraces that guidance currently, even though portions of it are likely unconstitutional. Somehow sanctuary in Tucson would end this form of race-based policing. Somehow if the city of Tucson passes it, then no longer unconstitutional.
Yeah, there's this thing called the United States Constitutional.
In Tucson, sanctuary would mean that local police would no longer check a motorist's immigration status while conducting certain traffic stops.
Who are you? Where are you from? Can't ask that. Okay. Be on your way.
Now, let's say you are a illegal immigrant with a violent history in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or anywhere.
I think the only way we would find that, and he doesn't have he gets pulled over for speeding.
He's a lawyer.
Right?
He needs business.
He's been dodging the cops for years living in Tucson, but he has, let's say he's got 7 rapes on the books back in Mexico, right? So he finally gets pulled over for speeding, and you're saying, well, now we're not going to ask about his immigration status, which could share with us that he has a criminal record in Mexico, because if I just run domestically his name and it doesn't interact with Mexico...
Because he just got here.
Right, he might seem like the nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
So this is the best part, right? Because number 4, it would mean that local police would prioritize their role as first responders when investigating domestic violence and... sexual assault crimes. When a victim, survivor, or witness fears that a family member is at risk of deportation, they're likely to speak with the police.
That they hate.
Right. This is back to the Ramon Valadez.
Yeah.
If we give money, if we take Stone Garden money, Hispanics won't call up the cops when things get bad.
Yeah. Brilliant. What a brilliant mind.
How many people even know what a Stone Garden is? All right, I got to get back to a few more of these when we come back. 6:30 in the morning at Alexander, Christy Simone. You're on 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. 7. We might not have phones. Is that what you're telling me?
They might ring, but we might not be able to get you on the air. So,
all right.
I don't know what to do about that.
Someone give Ed a call and let's do a tester.
Okay.
790-2040 if you don't want to be on the air. Bye-bye. All right. 6:33 in the morning. Ron Arenas is coming up in the next segment. He's eating pastitsi from Malta Joe. So it's our Monday morning Malta Joe pastitsi. So we're hanging out drinking brewed coffee and eating pastitsi.
That's a good way to start the day.
I'll bring the bag over to you when you're ready, Ed. Okay. So there's plenty in there. We're figuring out a savory pumpkin and a split pea and curry.
Uh-huh.
So far, so good. Now, should I take this call on the testing?
Yeah, that's right. We need to test to see if it's testing.
So whatever paperclip Ed jammed into the machine on Friday to make this thing work, he can't find that anymore. So
I know.
He thinks we might be able to. So let's go to line three and see if Al's actually there. Al, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Whoa!
There it is.
Don't touch anything.
That's true.
See? Ed's the man. They let you know it's a beautiful morning. It's moist out here, which is going to be horrible. And I'm in a cloud, so I want to hurry up and get going before the cloud moves away.
Are you really up in the foothills? You're still in the cloud.
I'm up here by Orange Grove and First Avenue.
Okay.
Very nice. Well, gorgeous. Al, thanks for the tester call.
Thank you, dude.
And get your work done before you get totally blitzed out by the sun.
Hey, as long as I'm done by one, I'm a happy camper.
Amen, brother. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That's our man, Al. Al's business is he takes care of pools, so he's out there nice and early doing it up. So, number five, we're doing all the reasons why you should be voting for Sanctuary City. Sanctuary would prevent ICE and Border Patrol from stopping people for routine traffic offenses. Is that happening a lot? Where ICE is stopping someone for speeding? Is that what you heard?
I don't know. What does an ICE vehicle look like?
Let's see. Sanctuary would mean that fewer people arrested for misdemeanor crimes would have their immigration checked on the scene. Actually, when you start reading this, if you're anyone reasonable, you would be not voting for most of the benefits are the reason why you would want to vote against this thing.
Right.
In Sanctuary would mean that during a traffic stop, local officers would tell drivers that they can leave the scene. Oftentimes, an officer prolongs a stop to tie up loose ends, like waiting for a tow truck to arrive. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, this is the case, even though the traffic stop is resolved, occupants of the vehicles are free to leave. Sanctuary would mean that the driver would be informed of their rights to leave and given the opportunity to leave immediately at the time the citation's resolved. What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. He's a lawyer, I'm telling you.
What else do we got here? Sanctuary would mean local police could no longer arrest people for entering the country illegally.
What? What the hell's the definition of illegal? Oh, come on.
That's what
I'm saying.
This is the fantasy land that's the city of Tucson.
Well, that's more than the city of Tucson.
Sanctuary would mean local police can't ask the passengers in the vehicle. No, sorry, most passengers about their immigration status.
Which ones can you ask? We're not sure.
Only if the passenger may be involved in some other type of crime. That's so bizarre. But they don't want you to ask the person who might do the crime?
Right? The person who was driving who probably had the...
In Tucson, Sanctuary would mean that our city would not help train the already bloated federal deportation machine. This is how they talk to each other.
I know.
Oh, I love this one. In Tucson, Sanctuary would mean that our 911 dispatchers, when they're allowed to answer the phone, would no longer be able to forward racially motivated calls to the Border Patrol. What are we doing here?
So basically, there are no laws. You and me, and every illegal, you do whatever the hell you want because you can't do this. We can't ask them that. We can't stop them. If you break the law, I can't pull you over because you're gonna start profiling me. You know, I'm an old guy. You know, you're profiling me. So here we go to the courts. Here we go. You can't pull me over. You can't. There are no rules otherwise. And have a nice day. Well, I'll go stay over at, Joel's house. He must be a rich guy.
hopefully Joel does not have a fence or a wall. That's what I wanted to just make sure. And the other thing I want to get off of my chest before we, two things. We got to go down to Dan Shearer's part of the world. The town of Sarita is no longer officially supporting, the I-11 corridor, which is of course the bypass that no one has any money to build, supposedly,
right?
That goes, and for them, you know, I figure they're not excited about having traffic get routed around their town.
Of course not. Dry up and go away.
So that was an interesting little over the last few days. And then here's the funniest one. These two guys, they can, I'd love to have them come on the show.
You're not gonna tell me there's a guy in Florida. You're not gonna tell me that, are you?
No. Oh,
okay, all right.
A man in Florida.
Yeah, no. Two guys walk into a bar, and what happened?
It's two guys from the Green Valley Council. Now, the previous Sarita story was from down in, you know, of course, Dan Shearer's Green Valley News, Sarita's son. Mm-hmm. So this guy, you got Don Weaver, the chair of the Green Valley Council Road Prioritization Committee. And then, of course, there's Thao Teed. He's the president of the Green Valley Council. And the Green Valley Council is kind of like the council of, it's almost like your worst nightmare. Put all the HOAs into an HOA of HOAs, right? Then what happens is somehow they get $80,000 of taxpayer dollars from Pima County to do stuff, all right? And so it seems pretty reasonable at times because they feel like they're the first line of defense when people have concerns or whatever. So this guy, Don, he would talk before the Transportation Advisory Committee I'm on. He's now on it, on the transformation. He's Steve Christie's appointee. And what's so funny about Don and Thao is their absolute naivete is the word I'm gonna use here. So yes, when they modified the plan for the original round of local tax money that was supposed to go to local community roads, and District 1 got screwed. Remember that whole hubbub we went through, me and Reggie over at my yes. fellow appointee, right? Yes. And what happened was they redid the plan that Steve Christie's recommendations for his crew got done, but to punish Allie, and then of course District 1, they didn't do anything we suggested or asked for. It's a long story. So anyway, this is what I got to get to. So they write an op-ed in the Green Valley News. So like, oh, this year Green Valley slated to receive $1.8 million in road restoration money, which is its fair share of the allotment of $5 million. Okay, and then I always love this. Huckleberry, Administrator Huckleberry squeezed from Pima County the budget by proposing a pay-as-you-go budgeting. And of course, so he's kind of like kissing his butt a little bit, like he's really making it happen, right? However, the council's extremely disappointed that their suggestions of the Green Valley Council on what roads that should be done in their area were, quote, ignored. Well, welcome to our world, Don Weaver, because, oh, Theo's a woman. Thank you very much. For some reason, they spelled it T-H-A-O, Thao. So, Thao's a woman. Excellent. Thank you for that call, listener. Appreciate it. So what's so funny about all of this, so they said on the 23rd, the Transportation Advisory Committee voted on the criteria to prioritize the road pavement, right? Plan. And so it was the idea that the money was supposed to be equally distributed amongst the district, and this was done. Distribute 50% of the funding to local roads and 50% to arterial collector roads. This was done. Then letter C, generate a road list using Street Saver algorithms maximizing value. This was done, but could be better formulated. Then prioritizing local road funding to repair the worst roads first. This is done, and we agree. So all these criteria embody the discussions surrounding this 2018. But then here's the kicker. Of course, what happens is this whole deal about doing the roads with the money that Huck has found for this, okay, allows the Pima County Department of Transportation to adjust and generate the final road list selection through minimizing mobilization costs through strategic grouping, blah, 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 whatever,
what?
Right?
Okay.
So the result is, according to these folks, that the worst of the worst roads are not getting paved. So let me explain what all this gobbledygook means. So the Green Valley Council guys who think they were so slick, right? Don Weaver is getting up in front of the Transportation Advisory Committee, whatever. Remember, this is the council meeting that before Prop 463, Huckleberry was up there in front of him saying, just because he wanted votes, right, on the 463 bond, fix the roads bond. Last year, he said, nah, we'll probably start down here first, and then we'll move up to the rest of the county, because he was playing to the audience.
Vote for me.
And thank goodness someone in their flip phone in Green Valley got that on video. Okay. So what happens is that Don Weaver and the crew, who thought they were so excited because they got the extra money and basically screwed District 1, Oh, when you hear the phrase Department of Transportation staff is allowed to adjust and generate what the real roads will be, guess what that means? Huckleberry chooses the real roads. Do you guys get? So they are complaining that their input from their own Green Valley Council and Don being on the Transportation Advisory Committee was ignored. Hey, Thao and Don, welcome to District One's world.
Surprise, surprise.
How about that? How about that, Don? You guys want to come? Thao and Don, you want to come on and bang this out with me? Love to have you. We'll figure it out. Dan, if you're listening, put us on a couple of emails together, please. But I'm telling you something. I was like, they're crying about something that we've been living for years. You remember when several years ago, your big judge, Ray Carroll, when he was a supervisor, remember they did that whole dealio? There was money actually to fix some roads in Pima County in District 1, including Sabino Town and Country, the one that hasn't had their roads touched since 86. 86. They were finally going to get their roads done. And what happened was they did that thing where they stole the money out of District 1 to go to Ray's district to go after Allie again. Remember that guy, Mr. Fair Judge down in Green Valley? So Don Weaver and Thao, welcome to District 1. Because this is why these committees, Don, I'm sure you told everyone, well, I'm on a committee. I can steer where this goes. All right, 6:49 in the morning. You're on Wake Up Tucson. Just set history. The first time I think I've ever ended a segment with a cackle. So, So just trying to keep it clean. Again, as I like to say, when I saw this man and his lovely wife at our party last Wednesday, him taking off a little bit of time at this time, this is like Santa Claus. Yeah. Taking time off on Christmas Eve, it's our man Ron Arenas from Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Well, luckily I had all my elves out there fixing air conditioners.
I think we're working a new Christmas. We're already working on the new Christmas commercial for him and his elves.
Yeah. So
we over the last week we've gone from kind of hot and dry to cloudy, muggy, and
yeah, it's like soup out there. Yeah, it's hot soup.
Now, you were telling me you live in the Casas Adobes area. You said it rained pretty hard there last night.
Yeah, we got our first rain last night, so we really welcomed that.
So right now, I just changed my... I thought about you yesterday. I went to Home Depot and got another 3-pack of air filters.
Excellent. the best thing you can do is keep
that... I was thinking about that, too, this week and didn't get... I'm waiting until the beginning of the month. So.
Yeah, keep that air filter clean.
Ed, how old is your air filter right now?
Probably a little more than a month. So,
oh, that's not bad. Okay.
No, I've been trying to keep on it, but we actually write it on the calendar.
Oh, good.
So
excellent.
So this is like, you know, Dr. Bedoya or a dedicated dental when they say, when was the last time you had your teeth cleaned by a hygienist? And people go, 6 years or something like that, right? So that's what I'm sure that has with Ron where they say, when was the last time you changed out your filter? And like, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So let's explain to folks one more time why. Why is this important?
Well, airflow is critical to your air conditioner. And so you need to keep that airflow going. That air filter pretty much just, it's like a vacuum. It sucks up anything that's in the air. So dog hair, dander, you know, anything that's in the air gets sucked up into that air filter and it'll get plugged up. And if it gets plugged up, your air conditioner is going to work harder. It's not going to work as efficient, and it's not going to do the job it's supposed to do.
The other thing, of course, is the fact that it's going to work harder.
Yeah,
you're going to force your air conditioner to work harder, and you don't need that. Why make that happen if you don't have to?
Right, it's going to shorten the life of the air conditioner, and it's going to cost you more in energy.
So right now on the weekends, how many you guys are pretty rocking on the weekends right now?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we've been running every day.
So don't hesitate. If something happens, 440-4069, picturerockscooling.com.
That's us, yeah.
You're so proud of me. I did it the first time. You're so proud. And again, Ron does this amazing $96?
$96, yep.
For him and the crew to come out to check out your thing right now, check your system out right now, all the basics to make sure that when it is that 107 humid day, it can take it and push it through and get you through the summer.
Right. We can do that.
When you do that, do they like spray it down a little bit and stuff like that while they're up there or what?
We do the condenser, the outdoor unit. We spray that down, get that coil nice and clean.
Right. Clean up a little bit while you're up there. or down there or whatever. Hey.
So you're a CDO football guy.
I am. My son is going into his freshman year at CDO.
Cool.
He's playing football.
Did you hear the miracle story that happened over a month ago?
No, I don't think so.
The miracle story. I don't know. It was on a bond or something that we didn't know even happened.
Oh.
They replaced the entire turf on the football field.
Wow.
It's like a miracle. Because that field sucked.
Yeah.
So is it natural turf?
It's natural.
It's still natural. Yeah.
We don't have enough money to do
fake
there. Oh. So they actually replaced the entire track brand new.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And they redid the grass. Because I'm going to tell you something. So for football, it was never great.
Right.
But as a guy who's there with the girls' soccer team, it's even worse. Because what happens is Amphi gets cheap, stops doing any sort of water, and it just turns into a goat ranch for the winter. So,
right.
Congratulations. Your son's going to actually be playing on some sort of real grass this year.
Yeah, so, that's good. He's excited. He's doing really well.
What's his position?
He's a defensive tackle.
Okay. Now, you had your previous son or two played football also?
No, neither one of them played football there. Yeah.
Now, you played football.
I played a little bit, mostly soccer, though. Soccer and track.
Okay. And what high school did you go to?
Tucson.
Ah, yeah. So you're a Badger.
I'm a Badger, yep.
So 8 o'clock, we have Badger Talk coming up with Eastside Tom, who's a 30-year teacher there, who is going to give us all the, what's the word of the, let's go the Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly of teaching in TUSD for 30 years. You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to kiss 60 minutes goodbye, as we like to say.
Right in the center of the city, right in the jungle.
So let's do that. We got to do a little... Now, Ed, who's your birthdays today? You got some?
Yeah, I got some. I've got, like we said, Linda Ronstadt.
I do have to do some self-promotion here. If you want to listen on my YouTube page, you can go to dsimonehq.com, go to radio, and then hit the YouTube page. You can actually find my one-hour interview that I did with Linda Ronstadt just about a year and a half ago. And she was great.
She was very good.
I was very great, nice. But she was great.
That was a good, very good, very, very good interview.
So that was a good one. So and then her birthday today, 1946, she was born. She has 15 top 40 hits, 11 Grammys, 3 AMAs. 2 Academy of Country Music Awards.
Whatever she wants, she gets. Okay? She deserves.
And then you were asking me about Peter Banks.
Joe Satriani played him.
You are correct.
One of the greatest guitarists, rock guitarists.
Correct.
His birthday. And then, Trevor Horn.
So Trevor Horn is a guy who started off, he was in the Buggles that did Video Killed the Radio Star.
Okay.
Him and Jeff Downs, who's been on the show before. Jeff's the keyboardist from Asia. Okay. So what happens is they did that song, and then Trevor went on to be basically one of the UK's biggest producers ever. So he did Seal Frankie Goes to Hollywood, ABC. He did a whole bunch of... So if you went to a list of who Trevor Horn has produced, it's pretty impressive. And he also produced Yes on the 90125, which owner of a Lonely Heart.
Big
that's
for
a
them.
That's a Trevor Horn produced
excellent
tune. So
give me a few of these.
And he was also a member of Yes for one album in 1980 called Drama, where he sang. So, and then Peter Banks was the original guitarist of Yes before Steve Howe. So he's on the first couple albums, and he was always pretty good. But
you'll pull me one of his or two. Okay, I make sure I get the right guy playing.
But he's no Steve Howe, as we like.
Okay,
to say.
And Artemis. Yeah.
What's an Artemis?
Artemis Pyle, the drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd. Man, you remember Artemis? That's good old boy.
What a great name.
Good old Southern boy. I'm Artemis.
It sounds like something that should be like in an English band, Artemis, right? And it's the dude from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, that's amazing.
Down home.
What else do we got here? This is perfect. That it's National Be a Dork Day.
Ding, 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 ding.
This is another good one for Ed and I. National Get Out of the Doghouse Day.
That ain't going
to
happen.
I like this. We have to have this one. National Respect Canada Day. And the only food one, it's not a good day, I'm not saying it's a good day. It's National Gummy Worm Day.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
There you go. And then
you have gummy vitamins, So, I mean, how good can it get, man?
Thank you. We have everything in gummy form now.
Yes, we do.
And it's Global Hug Your Kids Day.
Excellent.
So.
Do that.
Yeah, you should hug your kids every day.
You are
Thank
correct.
Thank you, sir.
Say you love them once in a while, too. You don't have to be all macho.
Yep.
All right.
It's Pitcher Rock's. And I always check this to be sure, but it is Pitcher Rock's cooling is first.
Right.
Okay. Then heating and play. Most people are heating and cooling. you know, HVAC, H&C, and other. This has always been cooling and heating. So you need some cooling.
And this is the guy. great plumbing services.
And plumbing,
also.
Too.
Right.
Yep. It's all in the truck. They can do this. Right?
We have the guys in the trucks.
Yeah.
So when I had my checkup done, Ron's son came out to do it. Which I knew he existed, but I never met him.
Oh, okay.
So he is a fine young human being. It was good to
excellent.
Good to meet that young man.
We like him too.
What's his first name?
Abel.
Abel. So give Abel a hug when you see him today.
You got it.
From Wake Up Tucson. So it was great to see you and Janae Wednesday at
Thank
the party.
You.
So like I said, it was I was so happily surprised to see you because I figured you'd be somewhere in a crawl space. Working on someone's AC unit, so.
Yeah, I didn't even know about it. My wife knew about it. She wanted to go spend some money, so.
Oh, that's right, because we had the K Bonita road show going on, so she got to do some shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, I came home and she said, we're leaving, and so we went.
Sometimes those are the best ones.
Right.
So, Ron, amazing to see you as always, sir. I know you have another five calls to do before lunchtime today, so.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for being here. Remember, 440-4069. You can't have a better crew working in your house doing things like your cooling, heating, and plumbing than Picture Rocks Cooling. And he has this song that keeps getting into your head, and people sing it all day long. So I've had people tell me that.
Really?
They hear the song, and it's... All right, sir. Have an amazing day.
Thank you. You too.
Stay cool out there, kids. Picture Rocks Heating and Cooling, 440-4069. Tony Ford, Founders Institute, Better Headphones Than Me, coming up next.